We'll go over today some of our basics that we all should remember. And for those of you that have not heard our show before, we're going to talk about when we go out to harvest, as well as our prayers, drying, things as such, and storage. So let's start off first with, we're going to get ready to go out and harvest.
Welcome to Traditional Medicine.
And we know what we want.
With Chantel Michaud.
We're
going
to go out and harvest some
from the Leech Lake Ojibwe.
Some burdock root. Burdock root.
Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants. We give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies.
We'll go over today some of our basics that we all should remember. And for those of you that have not heard our show before, we're going to talk about when we go out to harvest, as well as our prayers, drying, things as such, and storage. So let's start off first with, we're going to get ready to go out and harvest, and we know what we want. We're going to go out and harvest some burdock root. Burdock root is the pickers that kind of get stuck to our skin and to our clothes when we're walking through the woods or the fields. That's burdock root, and that's a good pain reliever. It is also a really good blood cleanser. So we decided we're going to go harvest burdock root. And now it is the root. And what they say is to take the two-year plant of the root. And what we also know is that we want to take it after a fresh rain, because the ground is going to be a lot softer to be able to pull up our roots, as well as all those ingredients and things like that are just soaking right into the woods at this time. Just right in there. The roots are real strong and powerful. This is something we can also harvest during the winter. Roots you can harvest in the winter. They're down there. They're under the ground, and they are full of minerals, vitamins, and natural ingredients to help us heal. So now, before we go out harvesting, we're going to say our prayers. We're going to say prayers to the earth. We're going to say prayers to the plants, to our ancestors, to the creator. We're saying our prayers to everybody, and we're thanking them. And we're giving thanks for everything that we have. The water that helps build our bodies, our own bodies, as well as the plants, the rain, the soil, the animals. We're giving prayers for everything, because we coexist with everybody on this planet. The four-leggers, the two wings, the swimmers, we coexist with everyone. And once we learn that, we're going to be able to move about this earth a lot healthier, a lot calmer, and a little bit more grounded. We say thanks for the gifts we're about to receive. We say thanks for our teachings. We only take what we need. And we ensure that. Give respect to our ancestors and the teachings, as well as giving tobacco in exchange for what we will be taking from Grandmother Earth. Now, after we've said our prayers and we've given our tobacco, we're going to head on over to that bergamot. No, we're not doing bergamot. We're doing burdock root. We're going to head over to that burdock root and look at it, and is this the one we want? I think so. So let's get out our tools. What are we going to need? We are going to need proper shoes, proper clothing for walking in the woods or standing in the fields, maybe some bug repellent, gloves, water, hat would be fantastic as well. Now we just want to make sure that we're ready for the elements, as well as anything else that might occur, because healthy, well-rounded shoes for your feet are going to be excellent, because you don't want to be trying to walk around in the woods with high heels. You're going to want some tennis shoes or some nice boots so you don't cut your feet or slip or even maybe sprain an ankle. So be careful out there. Healthy, wealthy, and wise is our motto for living. And that doesn't mean that your bank account has to be full of money or that you don't have a cold now and then. It just means about balance. Now, we've come to the point where we've harvested our burdock root. We're going to need a little bit of a shovel and a pick to get our roots out. Now we're going to take them and we want to dry them. We're going to dry our burdock root. We can hang it in a dark closet with a little bit of a fan blowing and breezing on it. You can also take it and you can just kind of fry it down, warm it up, fry it down. You could also use a dehydrator in these modern times. But what we want to do is we want it to dry out. And we're going to, you can also dry it on just if you have a screen laid out, you can dry it on the screen, move it around a little bit. That would be fantastic. When you gather it too, gather it in a basket, a newspaper, anything as such, so that you can bring it home and get it ready to dry. I like to bring newspapers as well as natural baskets with me. You can bring boxes with you. I'm not really a big person on tin or things like that. I like my stuff to stay kind of natural. So I put them in the paper bags and I put them in the weaved baskets that I find. Now that's about the drying. And when we want to store it now, we're going to store it after we've dried it in the process that we've decided. We're going to store it and we want to store it in a dark, cool place. We want to put it in a storage in a glass jar. We also can store it in paper bags in a dark area. And also when you storage in your bundle, you make your bundles and storages, if you're going to store it in bundles of 3 or 6. And just kind of when we're taking that, and that's more so for the bergamot plants, and when we take the whole plant, as in the mullein plants and dandelions, any kind of plants, the bigger plants, we're going to bundle those in 3 or 6 because that's infinity and that's going to keep it together as a family, because that's how I think of it. Now, okay, back to the burdock. It's stored, it's dried. We can chop it up, put it in a jar. We can leave it whole, put it in a jar. Okay, but put it in a jar, tighten the lid, put it in the closet, in the storage. And that's how we're going to store that. And you can just take it out and you can use it for tea. You can use it for making balms. You can make your own oil. You could also use it on salad if you really wanted to. Just chop it up and throw it right in your salad. Harvesting. Now, when we harvest, we have some rules. You only want to take 1/3 of the plants, as well as you only want to take what you need. So if you see a lot of plants, you don't want to just go take 1/3 of them. You only want to take what you need. And we're also going to do it during the hours of dawn to 3 p.m. and finish all your gathering as well as your storage by 3. And we're going to put it away and we're done for the day. Consume and harvest only what you need and know. Make sure you know the contraindications. Do you have heart issues? Don't take the burdock because it's a blood cleanser. We don't want the cleaning out your heart medications. So always check and know what you're taking. Check with the ownership of the property. Check with endangered species. Is the plant that you're taking, is it endangered and we're not allowed to pick it? Wild ginger was endangered. Lady slippers are against the law to pick. So know when to harvest. Winter, spring, summer, fall, first frost. Know what you're harvesting and when to get it. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin. We'll go over today some of our basics that we all should remember. And for those of you that have not heard our show before, we're going to talk about when we go out to harvest, as well as our prayers, drying, things as such, and storage. So let's start off first with we're going to get ready to go out and harvest. And we know what we want. We're going to go out and harvest some burdock root. Burdock root